Welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 9, Media Buying and Negotiations. But before that, let's get to know me a little better. Hello everyone, once again, I am Tarun Makhija, co-founder and CEO of BigMouth Digital and Media. I am an IT engineer turned digital marketer who loves to work out. I can travel to the moon for food and travel to any place to explore and meet new people. I am a lecturer, speaker, and believer of spreading positive vibes and smiles wherever I go. My only aim is to spread smiles through my medium of social media and train as many individuals as I can. Last but not the least, I'm also the host of the podcast Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and the Instagram live show Tarun Ke Saath. Coming back to media buying and negotiations. So what are the objectives of the chapter? Number one, importance of negotiations in media buying. Number two, how to do negotiations in all generic situations. Number three, the different areas of negotiations. Number four, scope of negotiations. Moving forward with the introduction, media buying is to find ways to spend the least amount of money possible to achieve the business goal. Any media buying is done to spend the least and get the maximum output for the objective set by the business. Media buying and spending is all about creativity. There is no second thought about it. Creative media planning means finding smarter ways to make an impact. It's what media planning should be, but it is tough to make that money count, and hence the hard as well as smart negotiation can make the difference. It can make a big difference if you know how to negotiate better, because negotiation is a core leadership and management skill. And the ability to negotiate effectively in a wide range of business contexts, including deal making, is a boon for any media manager. If you can negotiate well, you are already a successful media manager, provided you spend the media and the budget on the right kind of medias. Negotiation is not something which happens in an instance, but it's a process. Negotiating the right process for any negotiation is well worth the time and effort for two important reasons. The process drives substance, and a fair process increases legitimacy and satisfaction for all the stakeholders, that is, the client, the media company, and the media buyer. You cannot just go and negotiate out there. It is a process. It is something which requires a lot of your expertise, which makes all the three parties happy: you, your client, and the media company. Media buyers pursue special advantages for clients, locate the desired vehicles, and negotiate and maintain satisfactory schedule and rates. Yes, that's exactly what a media buyer can do for a client. They can get them a special rate at a specific cost for a specific media. In case of media buying, negotiations are not only about the costing, but also the terms and conditions attached to it. You might be thinking negotiation meaning you have to reduce the cost and get it a better package. No, there are a lot of terms and conditions that we will come to know in the chapter from now. Negotiation does include a good pre-buy and post-buy analysis to prove the client's money is going to the right bucket. You need to analyze before you buy a media and after you have executed with the media to understand and prove the client that your budget was actually going into the right place and resulted in the objective that you were trying to achieve. The elements of a successful negotiation are: number one, preparation. Number two, effective communication skills. Number three, emotional control. Number four, closing the deal. Learning more about step number one, or the first element, which is preparation. It includes identifying the intended goal as well as setting limits to achieve that goal. It is essential that you clearly define your limits prior to the beginning of the process, or the outcome may be something less than what you desired. You need to tell the media company this is what you're expecting and this is what your client is expecting with these terms and conditions, so that you reach out to the intended goal and limit your achievements according to the client's understanding. You need to set limits from day one, right from start, so that the media company doesn't waste time, you don't waste time, and a client doesn't waste time. How do you set a limit? You set a limit by understanding the budget from the client and then understanding the same with the media company after you have bifurcated different medias wherein you will be buying them. Number two, which is communication skills. They include the ability to listen and understand the intended message of the sender, clearly expressing your own thoughts and ideas in a way that it is easily followed and understood by others. And finally, accurately interpreting the messages expressed through body language. You need to understand through communication skills and body language what is the other person trying to convey. If you can understand that, then you can easily negotiate and get a better negotiation or a better deal as a whole. You need to understand the intended message of the sender with their tone or with their voice or with the way they are reacting when you ask them or demand something, or rather not demand but request something to them. Third, the higher the perceived stakes in a negotiating process, the greater the chance that emotions will play an important role in the final outcome. Yes, emotions do play a very important role when it comes to the final outcome. The most important aspect of exploring and understanding of our personal strengths and weaknesses is the ability to recognize what pushes our hot buttons, what issues can upset us, and how can we address those issues to assure control when necessary. You need to understand the emotional side of the person whom you're negotiating with as well. You need to understand what else can you ask within the same outcome that you are expecting, or a better outcome but a similar cost, or a reduced cost and the same outcome. Something which you can trigger the other person's emotion and get them to give you a better deal as a whole. This is a lot to do with your personal strength and your personal abilities to recognize what exactly will make your deal a better one. You need to have a lot of interpersonal skills and understand the person better as well. Number four is closing the deal, which is a win-win outcome, which is based on the subjective perception of a win as defined in the initial goals established during the preparation process. A win-win will only happen if you, your client, and the media agency are all happy, you meaning the media buyer. If an agreement has been reached, it is important that all elements of that agreement be briefly summarized prior to the conclusion of the meeting. If an agreement cannot be reached, it is essential that the outstanding issues be briefly summarized to assure that both the parties agree that no further movement is possible. Mostly try to reach out to an agreement and make sure everything is summarized and put on a paper so that you conclude the meeting and get the deal out of the meeting. It should always be including all the terms and conditions that you agreed upon with the kind of deliverables, with the cost involved in the entire process. Make sure that both the parties go home happy. Negotiations can happen for preferred positions. Locations in print media that offer readership advantages are preferred over the ones which do not offer that kind of visibility. That is where you can try and negotiate and get a better position for your client's print media ads. And as we all know, that a preferred position carries a premium surcharge, which can be negotiated with the media company or the publisher. Extra support offers or value-added media services like contests, special events, merchandising space at the stores, displays, trade-directed newsletters, and many more. You as a media planner and buyer need to get more value for your client through different mediums like maybe merchandising in a space at a store, getting different displays at the store, or special events, getting visibility in those events, or running a contest within the same vicinity for and for the client. Billing and payment. It is the responsibility of the advertiser to make payments to various medias. The payment terms can be negotiated. Again, depends on how good your negotiation skills are. The agency is contractually obligated to pay the invoice on behalf of the client. This can also be negotiated, and make sure that you understand how and what will you be paying on the client's behalf, and you have an understanding with the client how are the payment terms with them and your payment terms with the media company. Well, as a media manager, the responsibility is to make sure that your client has a smooth process for which you need to pay your vendors on time and the payment terms can be agreed upon mutually by both the parties. Successful negotiation tactics. The best negotiators tend to be the ones who truly listen to the other side, understand their key issues, and then formulate an appropriate response. Whenever you're trying to negotiate in life, listen to what the other person is saying, understand their key issue, and then finally give them a response which will be of benefit to you and them as well. Don't just go there and don't listen to the client and directly throw a response. You need to give a response which is understood by firstly you, and then you respond back with an outcome which is suitable for both you and the media company. You can comprehend the large picture immediately and can help to break down a complicated concept into more manageable pieces. Working systematically from ideas that can be readily understood, then building on that knowledge to the more difficult or complex issues. Take it step by step and show the large picture by showing the smaller blocks and how they can build onto a bigger picture with your media agency. Now, if you can help the person understand how a complicated concept can be broken down into different pieces and how you both can work systematically from different clients to clients and get them more media sales, they will also try to come down with their price and give you a better deal as a whole, because you are also trying to give them more business and not just one client. You try to create a relaxed environment that reinforces the perception of a level playing field. Don't make the other person feel that you are above the other person. Make them feel comfortable with you. At times, when you're trying to make sure that you're trying to negotiate a best cost, try to make sure the environment is very relaxed and not hyped up or heated up. If you keep it relaxed, you and the company both will try to get to a common conclusion which will be of mutual benefit to you, your client, and the media company. It's also important to identify who to negotiate with. For example, if you're negotiating with the wrong person, your entire hard work goes down the drain. Identify who the important person is in the room. If you can negotiate better with that person, trust me about this, if you find the right person, your deal will close much faster. And that is where your interpersonal skills play a very important role upon selecting who to negotiate with in the room or now on Zoom. Do not seem to want to control the conversation. Please do not make the other person feel that you are only going to say what you want and not listen to the other person. Put your offer and stop talking. Don't talk too much, because that shows that you're desperate when you're trying to negotiate. Because when you are trying to negotiate and if you put too much on the plate and if you keep talking about it, then the other person understands and they would not want to come down, because they know that you're desperate for this buy or this particular media and you need, and your client needs it. Starting negotiations without preparation often lead to failures. Prepare your negotiation. Set a particular amount in your mind that this is what you want with this kind of deliverables. Plus, plus, if not this, then this is the best combust your cost will come down to. Regardless of the circumstances, personal attacks will always result in a negative outcome. Never go personal on anybody. Never, ever. If you're trying to crack a deal, make sure that you are maintaining the decorum and not going into personal matters of the other person. A loose outcome can come quickly when the control is lost. If you are out of control and if you lose the control of the conversation, you will immediately lose the negotiation and the client will not budge further. The agency will not budge further. Loss of control can be a result of losing sight of the goals and limits that were initially set in the preparation process, or allowing someone to push the button and cause to lose emotional control. You cannot lose emotional control in a negotiation talk. When a conversation is about negotiation, you have to be very, very, very focused and very relaxed, and you have to set certain things that you had in the initial preparation phase of your process of negotiation. Other techniques to avoid include inflexibility too early in the process. Don't be very stiff for the other person. Be a little flexible. Give them the ease that yes, you can also, you know, come down a little bit. Don't be very stressful on one particular amount. Or if you're worrying too much about the other guy rather than being focused on your own goals and ultimate objective, don't worry about the other person too much. You should focus on your objectives and your goals at the end of the day. And like it's always said, it's the little things that can make or break a successful negotiation process. Right, from your body language to the way you communicate to the control you have with the person and the kind of conversation you've built up with the person and the rapport that you have with the person can literally make or break a successful negotiation with the other person or the media company. Negotiation in media buying. As the deal in media buying is usually a kind of bulk deal, so negotiations play an important role here. To add a little more complexity, media manager uses to buy the spot or time in advance so to protect the client from surcharges or surges. You, when you buy media, you buy in bulk. That is where you need to negotiate harder and get a better deal out of the entire process. When you buy in bulk, that too in advance, it demands a careful study of the situation and a hardcore negotiation to safeguard the interest of the agency as well as your client. You need to be much sure about what are you investing in and what are you buying earlier on so that you can get the best out of the entire media as a whole. Media buyers' functions. There are 5 primary functions. Number 1 is provide information to media planners. Number 2 is selecting the media. Number 3 is negotiating the cost. Number 4 is monitoring the media plan performance. Number 5 is evaluate the media choices after the campaign. In the whole process, firstly, you try to provide information to media planners. As a media buyer, you give the right information to media planners so that they can plan the entire overall strategy better. Secondly, selecting the right kind of media channels. Third, negotiating the cost with the media agency. Fourth, monitoring the media plan and the performance of the entire plan. Fifth, evaluating the media choices after the campaign is done and executed. How well did they perform? How good were they? What result that they generated for your client and what they were intended to do and what they could not. Consider any of the media buying framework. Negotiation is a standard part of the said framework. Usually the scope of negotiation in media buyers' functions are during media buy. The media managers needs to develop a great relationship with media suppliers and nurture those relationships in ensuring the clients to get top priority media opportunities and value. Once all evaluations and negotiations are complete, the media managers need to book the media campaign and pack it up with complete pre-buy reporting, and once the campaign is over, should provide all the necessary post-buy services to ensure that the campaign runs smoothly. Comprehensive media sourcing. It is clear that media vehicles are numerous and a media manager has to combine many of them so as to keep the budget under control. Negotiation is very important. You have to make sure that you have an amazing rapport with the other media company and the suppliers that you're dealing with. Your relationships with them will get the best deals and make sure that your clients are happy at the end of the day and they are getting the maximum output in the minimum budget. After the during media buy phase, the second area of negotiation media buying is media evaluation. There are a lot of matrices which help the media manager to evaluate the outcome of planning and negotiations. These parameters range from very basic cost per thousand, which is CPM, reach versus frequency, to the ROI or the return on investment. You need to, as a media manager, understand and evaluate what parameters are going to give you the best outcome according to your preparation phase in which you set goals which you actually wanted to achieve for your client. Any media manager can negotiate the terms and conditions on the editorial environment, client compatibility with the particular media vehicle, overall impact and visibility of the media vehicle, and the uniqueness of vehicle and measurability. You need to negotiate the terms and conditions on the editorial environment, specifically understanding the compatibility with that particular media vehicle. What is the overall impact and visibility of that vehicle? How much can you negotiate over there? If it's very important, you will know how much can you do it, because you need that vehicle, so you will make sure anyhow you get that out of the entire negotiation conversation. How much the measurability of the vehicle is important for you, and how unique is the vehicle, so that you make sure that you evaluate and get the right medias at the right cost for your client. Negotiations can also be done on value-added promotions, bonuses, discounts, and exclusive opportunities. Your media agency can also give you some bonuses, that if you buy a specific media, you get a particular media on top of it. You can get a specific discount on buying a specific size of media, cost of media, over and above. Depending on your relation, you can get a better deal or a better discount or a better bonus. You can also get value-added promotions, in which you in turn get an overall deal which is much better for you, depending on what you actually wanted plus what you actually got. You wanted X, you got X, plus you got some value-added promotions which were exclusively given to you as a media manager, and certain exclusive opportunities which, as and when they come, the media agency tells you about it, and then you finally grab them and give it to your client as well. Another area of negotiation in media buying is the pre-buying reporting. The media manager or buyer needs to create summaries of outlining all the aspects of chosen media and easy to read charts, which will help in negotiating with the client and to justify the suggested media plan. Now, when you're trying to negotiate the media plan with the client, you have to make sure that you have the entire report ready before you buy the media. You can tell the client why a particular media channel is important, what is it going to cost them, and why should they be investing in it. And yes, is it going to get you to the objective that you set in the first step? Next important negotiation tool is audience achievement summaries, showcasing the number of people reached to enhance the justification. When you're trying to justify the cost to your client, try to justify a particular media, how many people it reached to, and what was the entire achievement through which that media could generate for a particular brand in the past. This will make your justifying the media channel much more easier and your client buying into your plan. Then the budget control summaries of expenditures month by month to finish that negotiation with the client. You need to understand and show the client this is the month-on-month budget that you've planned for them, and this is why you've planned for them. Like you mentioned, it can be continuous, it can be pulsing, it can be depending on what type of client you are targeting, what kind of target audience you're targeting, and where are you reaching. Now the client can trust that you're getting the best value for his money, and finally will sign the deal. This is exactly why you need to do a pre-buying reporting, so that your client trusts you like nobody else. After the pre-buying reporting, the next area of negotiation in media buying is the post-buy services. Media managers can monitor the campaign and make sure everything is running as you purchased it. You as a media manager need to be very focused on monitoring that your campaign is actually running as you purchased the media in the first place. It can work with suppliers to resolve discrepancies and negotiate compensation for any supplier errors. For example, you were promised 10 placements, but you got only 9, and you promised your client 10 as well. In that case, the supplier needs to give you an added compensation or a bonus for that error which took place in that kind of a situation. You as a media manager have to extract that extra out of the supplier if such a situation arises. Media managers should be able to handle all supplier invoices to ensure that the affidavits and tear sheets are accurate. The entire affidavits and the invoices of the suppliers have to be handled by media managers. You need to check what was promised, what is it billed, and how much is it billed at, as per the terms and conditions agreed upon. After the campaign has run, you can provide a report detailing the actual audience delivered. If any suppliers fall short, you can negotiate compensation on the behalf of the client. Because you need to make sure that you deliver X. If you promised X, then you need to deliver X plus 1, not X minus 1. If the X minus 1 situation arises, you need to get an extra benefit or compensation from your supplier. This in turn will keep your client happy, your media plan successful, and the entire media buying process a happy process for you, plus will build your rapport with the client even more and the media agency even better. Buying media time. The media time buying process includes target audience data analysis. Analyzing the data of your TG is one of the most important process, part of the process. Communication goals, target selection, which includes demographics, psychographics, and geography. Category data review, sales share data, ROI goals, competitive wear out levels, and channel mix analysis. You need to analyze all of these things so that the media time buying process becomes much more better and smoother. That is when you will finally jump on to the right kind of media placement. Detailed buying guidelines, day part selection, station programming parameters, media buying and negotiations, added value. The buying guidelines need to be very, very clear before you go into media buying. Your day part selection has to be very clear. Which day part are you selecting? The morning, the evening, or the night? Which parameters are you looking after? Which media buying and negotiations are you doing? All in all, the process has to be very smooth so that you get the best in the least budget possible. Your ongoing monitoring and evaluation of ROI for all channels is very important. Measurement of response rates, creative performance, weight levels, fine-tuning outlet investment. You need to also understand and keep monitoring and evaluate the ROI for all the channels. Understand what channel is providing what ROI. Measurement of the response rate of your customers, which is giving the best, which is giving the worst. What and how are your creatives performing? Are they performing well? Are they performing okay-ish? Are they performing bad? Alter them according to the performance of the creatives. And finally, your investment needs to result in good ROI for your client. Media clearances, post-buy analysis, detailed reconciliation. Media clearances, post-buy analysis, detailed reconciliations, time slots, and mix optimization. You need to understand what are the post-buy analysis. How well are your medias performing or they perform? You should have a detailed report of the same and which time slots are they performing the best, which day part are they performing the best, and then come on to a mix optimization for your client. The process of buying media time is as follows. Number one is identifying the market. Number two is researching the target audience. Number three is setting the objectives. And number four is finally defining a strategy and plan it out in detail and mapping the entire strategy in detail. First and foremost, without identifying the market, you cannot do anything. Secondly, understanding your TG better, understanding who your target audience is, what age group they come from, what gender they come from is the most important process. Third is setting the objectives right from the very initial stage, whether it's brand awareness, sales, ROI generation, signups, website visits, whatever. Lastly, defining the strategy and planning it in a proper detailed fashion. Media neutral planning. Some international researchers explored the concept of media neutral planning to curb costs and fight within tough negotiation battles. The researchers suggested replacing a press campaign to target HNIs or the high net worth customers with a campaign that combines press and TV. Just a press campaign wasn't really fulfilling the need of targeting the HNIs. So researchers mentioned that we should target HNIs through a combination of press and TV both. Yes, because yes, HNIs do watch TV too, and press releases as well. There is this issue of modifying the different definitions of opportunity to see so that they stripe out readers of a magazine who don't look at that particular page and TV viewers who leave the room during an ad break. Now, when you're trying to get the maximum opportunity to see of the users, you have to make sure that you get their maximum attention. You have to modify the media according to where you will be getting the maximum attention so that you and your target audience are getting to exposed the most to the ads that you are doing as a media manager or a media buyer. Make sure that you define your media channels as the ones wherein your customer doesn't get up and leave the room during an ad break if the media channel is a TV. It will mean everybody, advertising, media, and other disciplines working much more closely together. In its very, very simplest sense, media neutral planning means picking the best mediums for reaching the target without any preconceived biases or notions before you start thinking about the creative. Sounds simple, but it hardly happens. Let's understand again. It's very simple. Media neutral planning is picking the best mediums for reaching the target audience without any preconceived notions before you even start thinking about the creative. Try following this. Pick up the best mediums for reaching your target audience without any preconceived notions before you start thinking about the creative process, which will eventually make your media planning media neutral planning. You will not be biased towards the media. Yes, this is what I should be targeting because of whatever factors. Don't be biased and choose and pick according to what suits your TG and objectives the most. This brings us to the summary of the chapter. What did we learn in this chapter? We learned that the mission of the media team is to determine the most cost-effective ways to deliver the message to the selected target. Media team buys nationally and locally in the general and selected markets. Media buying sometimes works because of clout and strong relationship with media partners gained in the long business run. Usually, agencies get the most competitive rates and typically more than 10 to 15% in added value. Negotiations play a big part in media buying. Yes, negotiations, like we learned, are the most important part of any media buying process because that is where you will get the best deal for your clients and the best output for your clients in the most cost-effective fashion possible. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed the negotiations part. Until next time, please take care. See you soon.